Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Everybody, welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. You've got the Thursday threesome tonight. I'm Linda Irwin, Jandrik Bakke, and Lynn Bleasdale. So yeah, get ready to rock and roll with us all. And we're also sponsored by Blue Moon Treasures and Candy Club tonight. And we will be playing the Halloween commercial later. But for right now, I would like to have Jan tell a little bit about herself and read us a lovely poem.
Sure. Thank you, Linda. Absolutely. Well, I started on this path, getting more involved in the psychic realm and intuitive living. And I met Jethro Smith about 3 years ago, and he encouraged me to get on this path and figure out what kind of spiritual psychic gifts that I had. And I started doing it through meditation and prayer, and didn't even realize that I could do some of the stuff that I've been able to do. And one of the things that I do enjoy doing are the animal totems, and so that's what I've been doing mostly. And also working on other types of psychic readings for others and missing persons. And so these are things that I just continue to work on, and I'm still trying to perfect it, and I'm still a beginner. But I'll tell you, it's the more you work on it, the better you get, and it's truly been a wonderful experience. And I think I've been able to help others actually with this, and it's just awesome.
Oh, wow!
That's what's been going on with me, and so I'll go right into a poem from there, and this one's called Galactic Gurus. Two light beings cross each other's path. They make beautiful rainbows, forming a cosmic bath. They shine their brilliant rays, dancing together through the spheres. They shower the space with hundreds of sparkling stars for many, many years. These beams illuminate the most fantastic light design. Throughout the universe, the skies, planets shine. They are a gift from the heavens, here to remind us of the news that God is watching over us with his galactic gurus.
Oh, I love it. And actually, we can find 6 of your poems over on my Lindero XQ video channel on YouTube. We've got those Galactic Gurus and Cosmic Rhyme if you want to check out those videos. That's all Jan's original poetry. While we're waiting for Lynn to fight her way through the Skype rush hour, she was in and then she got dropped and now she's trying to get in again. Ah, there she is. Oh, good. We finally got the go light. Hi,
wow,
Lynn, you're on.
Wow, Mercury is definitely going retrograde. You can feel it.
Give it a ticket.
Oh, no kidding. Hey, sorry about that. He dumped me out, but I climbed back in again.
Well, we're not going to let you go.
All right. Okay.
How about you tell everybody a little bit about you?
Who?
You.
Oh, me? Sorry, I just joined. I've lost our topic about me. I don't know what to say. It's I can read my bio. Art, musician, natural, and an intuitive.
Lynn, you're breaking up a little bit.
Yeah.
Good. I'll see if I can't charge up a little.
Okay. I tell you what, why don't you try clearing that up, and I'm going to go ahead and remind everybody that October is Halloween month, and so we're going to be doing a lot of out-of-the-normal type things here on Psychics Gone Wild. For one thing, we're going to be doing a lot more teaching and a bit fewer readings, and that's because we want to get you in the know with all the topics, to whet your curiosity, to go do your own studying and your own work. Everything that you learn gives you power, and we want you to have that power because it's your inherent integrity and it's your right to have it. So while Lynn is working out the bugs with Skype during Mercury in retrograde, let's have a word from our sponsor.
What are you doing for Halloween this year? Why not join all of us from the other side shopping at Blue Moon Treasures of Tampa? Blue Moon Treasures is a special metaphysical shop. Semi-precious gems, crystals, handcrafted Native American product, jewelry totems, Kirlian photography, and a never-ending flux of genuine stones and wands from around the world. Also available, personalized, hand-blended healing oils and astrology oils. Go to www.jethrosmith.net and select the metaphysical shop to find the right treat for you. Have a safe and happy Halloween!
And we are giving prizes away tonight, and Blue Moon Treasures is going to be giving out a surprise prize. It will definitely not be a trick. It will be a treat, and it will be to one of our lucky callers that we have on right now, 215-786-414-818. We also have 315-603. Hang in there on the line because we will be picking one of you later to win a surprise prize from Blue Moon Treasures tonight. Lynn, do we have you all cleared up and ready to roll?
I don't know. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Pretty well.
Good. They wanted me to watch a Skype video to fix the problem, and I just tried to fix it by energy.
Ah, there you go. Go right
Perfect.
To the source,
okay.
Literally.
There you go.
Okay, well, last night on Psychics Gone Wild, and if you haven't heard this yet, you have got to go listen to it in the archives. Jethro Smith and Dina Flanagan had on Dr. Carl Kalaman, who is an author of 3 books regarding the Mayan calendar. I thought tonight it might be kind of fun to expand on that just a little bit. So I went ahead and put together my own little presentation here. According to many sources, the fifth age of mankind began August 13th, 3114 B.C., and ended December 21st, 2012, at which time we entered the sixth age. The long count Mayan calendar states that each age consists of 5,125.36 years, each age characteristic of a period of understanding for humanity on the planet. In Mesoamerican timekeeping, these are referred to as suns or phases. The numbers of the Dzogchen calendar of the Mayan run through cycles of 13, or baktun, as spoken of by Dr. Carl Kalaman. The 5 ages together equal 25,360 years. The Pleiadians, as channeled through author Barbara Marciniak, speak of a journey around the central sun that comes to approximately 25,920 years. The apex, or midnight, on the clock of our transit was actually the end of this fifth age, December 21st, 2012. We had crossed the galactic equator at that time and are currently on a trajectory past the central sun, a nucleus, if you will, onto the other side of the Milky Way. The transit close to our galactic nucleus put us in an area known as the photon band, or photon belt, which has been scientifically diagnosed to be of a different type of electromatter than areas farther out in the galaxy. So what does this mean? We all hear of raising our vibrational frequency. The closer we get to the center, the faster we literally vibrate. When things vibrate quickly enough, they lose density. And I've always used the analogy of a pot of water on the stove. You have a pot of water sitting there cold. It's denser. It's just sitting there. It's not moving. Now, put the fire underneath it. And what happens? You see bubbles form. You see the water start to move. That's literally the molecules moving much faster and creating heat. And eventually that water becomes steam. And eventually that steam is no longer visible. We can no longer detect it. It's still there. Those molecules have not actually deteriorated or disappeared. It is still there. It is just in a higher form that is beyond what our five senses can detect. When things are less dense, they become opaque. They connect more easily with things beyond themselves when they were centralized and held into a solid form. Our physical bodies indeed are solid, but our spirit selves are not, and we are reaching out further. And I liken this to veils, different colored veils, perhaps made of a light netting. If you lay them all on top of each other and you look at them from the side, which is our lower vibrational physical selves, you see the delineations of the lines. However, once you are above that in a higher form, or your higher self, looking down through those veils, you see all of the colors meshed and blended together, all of the dimensions overlapped onto one another and not separate at all. The barriers between dimensions thin as the intensity of the speed at which we and our matter vibrate. Therefore, so many more now are having experience with spirit, those beings once thought to be mythology, such as fairies and extraterrestrials. It is as if the wooden doors of our home have become glass, and we can see and hear so much more, thanks to our placement in the photon band or belt. The Pleiadians told of this time back in the 1990s through various channelers, such as Barbara Marciniak and Barbara Handclaw. We reached a harmonic convergence around 1986 or 1987. Now, this is where my personal validation came to me in a vision in October 1986. I was taken first to see my most recent last lifetime. Then I was transported into the future to see a date, December 24th, 2011. I did not really understand why this date was on all of these tombstones and why my name was on one of the tombstones, why there were dark skies and everything seemed to be dead. I thought it myself to be an end-of-the-world thing. It wasn't until just a few years ago when I was able to discover December 24, 2011, when everyone else was talking about December 21, 2012, was related to the Aztec Eagle Bowl. I would later find out that I was in that particular time living as an Aztec at the time this prophecy came about. They spoke of the nine levels of hell and how the ninth level would soon be sealed, and that would take place with the harmonic convergence. This would be a time of the last destruction of mankind. And if you look around the world now, we see so much destruction of mankind and Earth that we can only hope and pray that this truly is the last one. But the Mayans have promised us that things will get better with the sixth age, because the sixth age that we are entering now is one of spirituality and finding our connection to that spirituality. So we have a responsibility now that we are in this time space where things are connected more easily. As you look out of the glass, beware of what you say, do, and think, because it is now easier for that to be absorbed by that which is outside of you, or as I like to call it, the universal consciousness. We can no longer hide behind those wooden doors. What we think and who we present ourselves to be authentically is there for all of the dimensions to see. It's not just the Pleiadians, but innumerable beings who see us and are now delighted that in turn we are seeing them as well. Each and every one of us is an inherent being and part of the creator-creation dynamic. My mother, a Pleiadian herself, loved to study sacred texts and found herself occasionally interpreting them in ways that made more sense to her. There was one in particular that she used to tell me was simply punctuated wrong. Know ye not that ye are gods, God apostrophe S, as in to interpret that you belong to God. Yes, this is true. But she took the apostrophe out and read it a different way. Know ye not that ye are gods, meaning that each and every one of us is the creator. And that was what I had to share.
How beautiful, Linda. Wow.
That's yeah.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Yeah. Been reading up on Dr. Coleman since the show yesterday, and he's a very interesting chap. You ought to, if you get a chance, folks, just look him up. He's you can Google him, and he's also on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that he talked about was orbs. And Jan has a little bit to share about orbs.
And me, yes. Mm-hmm. I sure did. Just as a young little girl growing up, I would see these things in my room flying across the room, and they were the most bizarre-looking things because I, and of course, I didn't know what they were, and they were very colorful, extremely colorful, reds and blues and purples. I remember this so well. And then I could mostly hear voices and conversations and lots of people, you know, not just one or two, but like lots of people in them. And they didn't, it wasn't like they looked like round things, though. That's the unusual thing. It wasn't like a round thing, but maybe I wasn't seeing the whole round orb itself. I remember just seeing like color, you know, and voices, and I could hear the voices. And it was just a really strange thing, and it happened so many times. And I would ask my mom, and she said, there's just no such thing. We don't have such thing, you know. And so I sort of put it away, and I stopped seeing them around 8 years old. It started to go away.
Aww.
And I tell you the truth, it was just a few years ago that I asked somebody from our group about this, and I said they didn't look like perfectly round orbs, and she said, oh no, that was an orb. That truly probably was an orb, because that's what they do, that they go through the air. You see them coming through the air and people in them, and but it wasn't a perfectly round thing, you know what I mean? I'm wondering if it was maybe a portal, too. Maybe it was some type of portal, but it probably was an orb, and I don't remember it. But anyway, it was really neat, and I was so excited to hear that I had seen orbs, because I didn't, you know, I hadn't put a name to it or anything. And but it was big, though, you know. It wasn't small. This was a big thing, you know, traveling in the air.
Yeah, that's lovely. Yeah, they can be teeny weeny, and they can be big. They can be shaped just like a mist going by. Some are round. Yeah, some are round, but they're not all round. If you look at pictures of orbs, you see them in all shapes, all colors, all sizes. You can take them on a photo in a photo program, and zoom them, and you can see pictures in them. You can see animals and people and just images all through them.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Oh, that's so neat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For the people that are watching online on our in the player, there's a slideshow that Linda's put on, and there's a shot I've put of some orbs I got in my office area. Excuse the mess, but they're really fabulous. They came out beautifully. So if you get a chance to look at those, they're just on the player that should be on your screen right now.
Lynn, why don't you tell us more about your experience with orbs, especially those that you have on the screen there?
Oh, yeah. Well, we all have the dark night of the soul, don't we? And I just hit one of those times where I just couldn't. Everything seemed to be a wall I was crashing into, and I did a very focused meditation and a request to the to the other side for help. I just went, help, help, help. How do I solve this? And I was feeling, I know we're never alone, but sometimes you feel a little bit like, where are you? So anyway, I had the, I was up about till about 1 o'clock, and I got the impulse to take the camera and take some pictures. And I shot off about 10, and every single one was blank except for the one that I got there. And that was done with no flash, and the light came from the orbs. It was quite astonishing. I love that picture. Yeah, but there's also one that I get all the time when we're doing group sessions. It's a little blue one, and it darts through the in front of the camera. It's quite neat, but they are all around. And once I got that one image, and I realized they were letting me know, you're not alone ever. It's, yeah.
That's so neat.
It really is. We're so blessed. We just have
to slow down.
Yeah, it's a matter of slowing down and being in the moment, and really we have to pay attention, because that's how you get to experience these things, when you stay focused and in the moment and don't let the mind chatter carry you away.
Oh, I so agree. You're listening to Psychics Gone Wild with Linda, Jan, and Lynn tonight. Please go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. We're giving away prizes, even bigger prizes, come closer to Christmas. But put in for those prizes. Use the Contact Us link. Tell us, who's your favorite one on all of the shows? What is your favorite show? What topics do you like? Let us know. Let's get to know you. Put in for those prizes, and also visit the Real Psychics Gone Wild room and Facebook, facebook.com/groups/wildpsychics. We have a toll-free number, too. We're waiting for you to call that number and let us know who you'd like to schedule a reading with and who's your favorite person. We're also going to be playing Psychic Monopoly. So when you call, tell us who's your fave and where you're from. That number is 1-844-935-7200. Blue Moon Treasures will be giving away a surprise prize tonight. Why is it a surprise? Because it's even a surprise to me. But it will be a beautiful one. We've given away some wonderful owl necklaces, butterfly necklaces, and crescent moon crystals already, just since the beginning of September. So be sure to get in for those prizes by dialing 773-897-6461. If you're already in queue, stay put. We just might get to you with the prize, but I think we should take one reading because they're pushing us. So what do you say? Should we go wild?
Let's go.
Yes.
All right, let's go. Hi, area code 786. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, how are you, lady?
I'm pretty good. Glad you called in. Could I get your name, please?
Yes. My name is Samantha.
Amanda? Okay.
No, I'm sorry. Samantha. Like
Samantha.
Witch from Bewitched.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Hi, Samantha.
Oh, hi.
What can we do for you?
I forgot I'm supposed to tell you where I'm from so I can be part of the Monopoly.
Oh, you need to do that by calling the toll-free number.
Oh, okay.
1-844-935-7200.
Okay, I definitely will do that.
Okay.
Well,
and did you have a question?
Yes, I did. I was really enjoying the topic on going and, you know, well, the topic of the Mayans and the Mayan calendar and then us opening up and being more spiritual. I really hope that part is true.
I can already feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look around, think back a minute, Samantha. 10 years ago, how many people could you really talk to about this? How many shows could you call in where you could hear things like this? How much about on television would they have about it? I mean, look at how much is available now.
You're right. That is, I'm just hoping that people do open up, and I just hope that the world has become kinder and more understanding of people. and so less focused on superficial things.
Oh, I know. Well, it was promised to us by authorities more knowledgeable than ourselves, and I believe it to be true because the trends are showing that. The facts are coming to be fulfilled, and all we can do is just keep on being the light, because the light will continue to spread, and eventually it will wipe out the darkness.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, I hope so, because there are a lot of dark thoughts and entities and people that are feeding it, and I would love to have the good outweigh that negative that I unfortunately see sometimes. Well, I think we all see it.
Oh, it starts with each one of us, Samantha, and you shine your light, we'll all shine ours, and as Linda says, we put those lights together. Love always is stronger than fear, and fear is what's causing all the horror in the world today.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The ultimate thing that most people on the planet fear is at the end of their physical bodies. And there really is nothing to fear with that either. Someone asked me the other night, what one piece of advice could you give to someone to wipe out their fears, whether they're fear of heights, fear of fire, fear of drowning? And that would have to be to remember that you are always going to be you and that you are immortal. No matter what happens to the body, you are immortal. While we take care of our bodies because we're here for the lessons and the experience of it all, so that we can continue as long as we should, we shouldn't ever fear death, as many people call it, because it's not really death. It's simply a birth into a new way of being.
Yeah. Our bodies turn back into stardust.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But our spirits remain us.
I wholeheartedly believe that, too.
I can honestly say I know, and so many that I know have been to the other side and back. We're here to tell you that, just like when Christopher Columbus wasn't sure where land was, there is land on the other side of that water.
Mm-hmm.
I can promise you that.
Yep. One thing to keep in mind, Samantha, is you're not alone in this struggle. You know, I know it feels like there's not that much light going on, but you're not alone, and you can always turn to your guides and your friends on the other side, ask them to help you, and just then you listen and you look for the signs. But you are not alone. You might be feeling like you are, but you're not.
Thank you for that message. That really resonates with me, and I appreciate it so much.
Well, yeah,
Samantha, I tell you what, since you've been such a wonderful person and you are so concerned about how things are going and your love and light shines through, and you just needed a little encouragement, a little bit of us reaching out and holding your hand, tell you what, you're going to get the surprise prize tonight, okay?
All right,
Samantha. What I need you to do is to go to www.psychicsgonewild.com, use the contact us link, fill in, there's like a cyber form there you fill in, make sure that your mailing address is on there and your contact information, your phone number and your email, and then put in the comments that I was the winner of the surprise prize on the Thursday night Psychics Gone Wild, or words to that effect.
Okay.
Thanks so much for being part of our family.
Oh, no, thank you. I just love the topic and just listening to it.
Well, keep listening, you know, to all the shows. We are changing our format to be more into the teaching end of things because I think we all have a lot to share, you the callers and we the hosts. So this is fabulous. Take
bless
care,
you, Samantha,
and be sure to follow us so that you get all of the upcoming episodes right to your inbox, okay?
I do.
Okay. And don't forget to fill out that form. We'll be watching for it.
No, I will. I'm doing it now, as you see.
Okay. Well, enjoy the rest of the show, and I'll put you on mute so you can hear it all.
I will. Thank you so much, ladies.
Love you, Samantha. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Well, ladies, so many things to cover tonight. We were talking about orbs and the 25,920 transit through the galaxy and density versus interdimensional, I don't know what you'd call it. We're just lighter as a rule.
Mm-hmm.
Do any of you know anything about ascension symptoms?
Well, I know what they feel like.
Why don't you share that? Because I'm sure a lot of people are wondering what's going on with them.
Oh, yeah. I've noticed a lot of people, well, I mean, a general sense of confusion, I'd say. People might feel agitated, easily, like ready to snap a lot, lost, stalled. Oh, boy, help me out, Jan. You must know some of them.
Oh, my God. We talk about this in different groups, too. And my husband feels it a lot. He really feels it. And it seems like I feel it. I've been feeling it for years, and I can't really tell if it's ascension or because I have physical problems, so it's all the same to me. But I'm feeling stuff all the time. Headaches. My dreams are the most – I have the most intense dreams. Oh, they're unbelievable sometimes. I mean, just – some of them are just – nightmarish, or I'll get I've been getting a lot more prophetic, or not when you're gonna clairvoyance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know stuff before it happens, things like that. And but yeah, physically a lot of headaches and irritability, things like that a lot, and different. I feel like my whole, like everything is just moving a little bit faster. And
yeah.
You, like, if you say something or think about something, it will manifest quickly, more quickly, and that kind of thing. Like Linda was saying, how if we're looking through a glass, we're looking through glass now instead of wood. And so whatever we think or say or do is going to be seen, felt, and heard that much more quickly. And I totally, this just happens all the time. I mean, these kinds of, I can't even think of it right now, but it's you know what I'm talking about, how things are just going faster. And you say something and boom, there it is.
There you go.
Like,
yeah.
Oh,
so watch,
my God.
watch
out. Watch what you say, because things really are manifesting that way. And from what I hear and have been reading about the actual things going on in the other dimensions, like you both of you have said, that is what it's like. We're not as dense there, of course. And so you can just manifest immediately, you know. And so now we're getting a little taste of that, just a tiny bit. And how exciting, you know. But it is messing with our bodies, I feel.
Yeah. You know, I've
and our
really,
minds a little bit.
A cool image I just came up with to explain one part of it is, you know, in the cartoons, like especially the Coyote and the Roadrunner, where he's – like he gets, I don't know, he's grabbing onto a bomb or something, and he goes shooting off, but his body goes doing, you know, it kind of catches up to him.
Like
big rubber band. You feel like your part of you is going really fast, and the rest of you is like going doing, trying to catch up. Does that explain?
Oh my God, that's perfect.
Thank
yes.
You.
Yes. Yep.
I can't claim that. I think they gave it to me while I was just sitting here. But, it's just like you're trying to catch up with whatever's happening, and it is like an acceleration.
Very disorienting. Yeah.
Yeah, very.
I was given a thought, too. Do you think that's what John Lennon meant by instant karma is going to get you?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
This could be one interpretation.
Could
be too that don't do anything you don't want to have come back at you, you know, third law of physics and all. be careful what you put out there, because it does come back, and sometimes it is instant.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's
wow.
what it feels like is going on. And
absolutely.
So it's really neat in a way, but it's also, you know, like it's a little bit overwhelming at times. And
yeah, if you're feeling
so, yeah.
if you're feeling tired all the time, that could be one reason, because I know a lot of people that are accelerating, their energies are accelerating. They're like, gosh, I'm tired and I don't know why, you know. I'm just looking up this information we had on the pineal gland. Pineal?
Oh,
pineal?
Great.
Yeah.
No, there's pineal, pineal. There's different
yeah,
ways to pronounce it, but it's based on the fact that it's pine cone shaped. So I
yeah.
would tend to go with pineal.
Yeah.
I just want to take a minute while you're looking that up and say thank you to all the people that are helping in the chat room, our own intuitive Chris White, Lori C., and Carlene. And also our wonderful family member, Brenda Epperson. Hello, and I understand you're heading into some bad weather. So if everyone could please send some positive intention towards the tsunami that's headed for Japan, that would be so appreciated. Keep
mm-hmm.
everyone safe. Oh, go ahead, Lynn.
Amen. Oh, I'm just looking up the third eye. It's called, it's the eye, the zero point.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be, I haven't done my homework thoroughly here, but what I got from the show last night and what I got from reading this article is that it is the connection to the universe, the bigger, the reality, the consciousness
mm-hmm.
hologram. Yeah. It seems like that is the little gland that makes that connection. When we talk about the third eye, that seems to be the connection to the... I feel like I'm talking about something I really need to study up more on here. But, pseudoscience.
I think we both looked in the same... because I saw that same information, too.
Yeah, I posted it on the Psychics Gone Wild page on Facebook.
Oh, good.
So,
okay.
Yeah, everyone can... But I must admit, I didn't have a chance to read it all the way through. But it seems to be connected with that third eye, that where we get our other sense, rather than the five senses we use in the world.
Right. That chakra
we'll find
is
out
the
more.
One we use to connect to that which is outside of ourselves.
That's
and then
right.
there is the fourth eye. Now, people are saying, okay, we have a third eye. Where is the fourth eye? Well, the fourth eye is interdimensional in that we connect to other dimensions. Other planetary beings. The fourth eye is often what you develop in order to actually see extraterrestrials and to get the telepathic communication with them. And that goes along with your ear chakras as well. If you can train yourself to tune out the white noise that's around you when you're in the stillness, you will begin to hear rapid language. It could be light language, which is simply encoded language. It could be actual human language, spoken very quickly and not very human sounding, but you will begin to get short messages that way. You'll be able to hear it. But in order to see them, and you will be able to see them if you set your intention to do it, concentrate on your fourth eye, which is slightly above on your forehead where your third eye is. Your third eye is directly between the eyebrows. So go up maybe about an inch from there, and that's where your fourth eye is.
Ooh.
So everybody try that. See what you get.
Oh, wow, yeah.
That's interesting, gosh.
Hmm.
Well,
that's very good, yeah.
Should we take another caller?
I think so, and then we'll work
sure.
on that later. Yeah, that's fabulous.
Okay. Area code 414. You're on with the Thursday threesome on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, thank you guys for taking my call.
Hi, can we get your name?
Felicia.
Hi,
Felicia.
Hey, Felicia.
Hi. How are everybody today?
We're great. How are you?
Good. No complaints. But I was just asking for a little reading.
Okay, I think we can come up with a little reading. Did you have a specific question?
Well, more of finance, because I'm trying to get my son finished college, and things came up awful quick. I'm just trying to see how my finances is going to be for it, because I just got a car, too, so it's a lot of things going on.
Okay, well, the first card I'm seeing for you actually shows something that's away from your current location. And the second card I'm showing for you, away from where you are physically located right now, is where finances will come in at. That could be something through the mail or going somewhere. I'm not sure how you're going to get the money, but it looks like not right where you are, but through another means. And then the second card I'm getting for you has to do with an elder woman, either a friend or a family member, that will assist you in this endeavor. And then the last card that I'm getting for you shows a period of meditation and bringing to you that which you want. So to assist with that, you'll kind of need to go in and use your own intuition and your law of attraction and possibly some meditation to help bring that to you. Visualize what you want, and then that will become concrete in time. Does that resonate for you?
Yeah, because the not here probably means employment and a job, because I'm moving out of state where my son is for school, or it could be I'm going to visit my parents. Yeah, I'm going to visit my mom tomorrow this weekend, so it could be a lot of things that I can do with that. And I think the older woman that you're talking about could be a female friend of mine.
All right. Well, great. Well, then they're giving you the thumbs up and the go for it. Jan?
I saw the tiger immediately as soon as you just opened your mouth and boom, wow. And it says, remain focused, be very patient, and you'll soon receive a surprise that will help you achieve your goal more quickly than expected. And you'll notice increased vitality. Also, create a sacred space in your home that is completely yours, where others may enter only with your permission, and take time to enjoy some solitude. This is just something good for you to do. You know what I mean? And get ready for a new adventure, one that may present some challenges, but introduce some dramatic changes in your life. So with that, I'm going to leave you with that and let you go with that one.
And Lynn?
Well, I've been writing down for you, Felicia, and the first word I wrote down was flowers. I don't know what that means.
Flowers.
Are you into gardening at all, or do you like?
Grandmother was into flowers.
Okay. Well, it could possibly be. Oh, okay. Now I'm also getting either the name or the word grace. And I'm getting also the number 23, which could be the 23rd day of a month. And I'm not sure what the significance is, but if it's not a name, then I think grace is something that you will receive on your path. I'm sensing you've had a lot of rough starts and stops, and you need a period of grace. So possibly keep in mind the number 23, possibly the 23rd. I don't know what month it's referring to, but just hang in until that time. You will receive a period of grace, I'm hoping, or you may meet somebody named Grace, but the image and the feeling of flowers came up very strongly. So maybe you work with gardening in a gardening center, or look for a job you can work with flowers maybe, or it could be just a loving message from the other side. I leave it up to you to interpret, my dear.
Okay. Thank you.
Our best to you,
Felicia.
Thank you,
ladies.
Very
well, good news.
Bless you, Felicia. It's going to get better.
Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah.
Blessings to
you
guys, too.
Blessings, Felicia.
And let us know when you get settled and everything is working out for you. Call back in, okay?
Yeah.
I sure will.
It is going to work out, Zoe. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Scorpio starts the 23rd of this month, says Carlene.
Yes,
it
does.
Okay, well, that might be something.
Yeah.
All right, Felicia. We love you.
Okay.
Blessings.
Bye.
And be sure to go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. Schedule one-on-one personal reading time. This is time that you can spend with the psychic of your choice, and they can actually tune in and focus better because, honest and truly, when you're in a large group of people or even online with a large group of people, sometimes you can't get all the details because there's so much going on at one time. I call it the divine network. Everybody who's on the phone or listening into the show, all of your loved ones and guides are listening in too, and they're all gathered together. And sometimes it can be a little bit hard to tune in to just that one. So getting that one-on-one personal reading time with the psychic of your choice is going to help you to make that very direct connection and allow you to go back and forth in your conversation with them and your guides and loved ones. So by all means, do that. Also join Psychics Gone Wild, the real group on Facebook, www.facebook.com/groups/wild psychics. And be sure to get in on the toll-free psychic monopoly game. That's right, call 1-844-935-7200. Leave a message, leave all of your details, tell us who you love and what state you're calling from. It's going to be amazing prizes that are going to be given out when we get this really going here. And we're going to be doing a lot of things for Christmas. Psychic Gone Wild found the spirit of Christmas. So stay tuned for more information on that as well. Right now, let's take a minute to hear what's going on with Candy Club.
Frank, your mother's birthday is coming up next week, and I haven't a clue as to what we should get her this year. Do you have any ideas?
Actually, I do know of a great place that I just heard about, Candy Club. It's the best place to have premier candies delivered to your door. You can enjoy their brand name candies yourself, share them with family, or send them to a friend. Want to feel sweet all year round? They offer money-saving multi-month plans that save you cash while sweetening your stash. Every month, you'll receive a new box of hand-picked candies and treats from their huge selection. Candy Club wants to deliver fresh candy to your door month after month. Each month, you'll receive a selection of 2 to 3 pounds of your favorite candies. Their thousands of candies could give you and your loved ones millions of smiles, and all you have to do is sit back and get ready to enjoy the sweet life. In fact, the only choice you have to make is how many months you want to enjoy the sweet life. If you're craving a short-term sweet tooth fix, then a one-month supply could be the perfect treat. For long-term sweet satisfaction, their multi-month memberships can give you even more to enjoy. They are the crusaders of candy, the sultans of sweet. The whole reason they're here is to make your life a little easier and a little sweeter at the same time. After all, what's wrong with a little indulgence every now and then? Especially when you can share a smile with the people you love. Let's get online and go right to www.candyclub.com. Proud sponsors of Psychics Gone Wild.
You know, I was just thinking while I was listening to that how often grounding comes into play when we're doing the type of work that we do. We have a tendency to want to be out there and up there like the steam, getting ready to dissipate into the air. But when we're here in the physical, we need to also stay grounded. I find that eating helps me come back to grounding. How do you feel about that, Jan and Lynn? Does that work for you?
Oh, yeah. What about you, Jan?
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Eating absolutely grounds me. And also, if I walk out on our grass in the backyard, which I try to do every day, that helps me tremendously, too. I take my shoes off and get my feet in the grass and just hang out with just even 5 minutes. Really helps.
Yep.
And
yeah.
Being by the trees and just getting, you know, taking in the energy of the trees. Oh, they're very helpful and grounding too. So Yep, mm-hmm. Eating for sure. Absolutely, yep. Eating for sure.
Yep. And as they say, a little bit of what you fancy does you good.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons we're even here is to experience things that we enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's music, art, good food, nature, breathing in the fresh air, the scents of the flowers. I think we're here to enjoy it all and appreciate it all.
Absolutely. Well, there's no doubt. Otherwise, why would we have been designed this way? We're in heaven on earth. If we could just keep those lights going, you know, and light up the dark for all these places that need it. But it's extraordinary, an extraordinary gift to be here and have those senses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I agree, Lynn. I love the way you say that. That's lovely.
Well, thank you, Jan.
Well, I know one way of grounding is called earthing. I actually had a sister-in-law recently. Well, July 5th, my brother-in-law Rick and his lady Melissa got married, and they did an earthing ceremony. She took everybody to the park where we had the wedding, and she was barefoot. She was a barefoot bride. I thought that was just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Oh.
Yeah. I think Jethro and Patty were talking about that the other day on the show, and just walking barefoot. Yeah, it was so recommended. And also, I think Patty mentioned a little bit of salt can help ground you too. Just eating
mm-hmm.
something salty. Yeah, I know that works for me if I'm feeling a little, I don't know. I sometimes find the energy of the world around me just overwhelms me sometimes. And walking barefoot or just doing anything enjoyable and a little salt with it will help. Yeah.
And I think water, too, has a very grounding
definitely.
Property.
Yeah.
I don't think so. But sitting in a nice hot tub, if you like that sort of thing, and just relaxing into it, letting it melt your cares away, or a nice, gentle, cool spring rain, go out and play in that. Or me, at the height of summer, I go out and run through the sprinklers. But, yeah, water.
Yeah, it's a great conductor. Yeah, very good conductor.
Water.
Yeah, conducts energy. So it's like crystals or anything. It helps to bring that energy through.
And, you know, everywhere I've ever lived, I've been close to water.
You've needed it, right?
Yes.
whether you knew it or not, you needed it. Yeah, absolutely.
I have no doubt that we choose beforehand most of the major places we're going to live before we come into this life. And it all makes sense looking at it from that perspective. I've lived on every single place I've ever lived has been on a ley line. So,
All right. Just stay on a stable one, okay?
For sure. No fault lines, just ley lines.
Right. There's a difference, and I knew that too. Okay. Well, there
you
go.
All right. Well, we're going to take one more caller. Area code 818, you're on Psychics Gone Wild with the Thursday Threesome.
Good evening, ladies. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi.
Can we get your name?
My name is Villa.
Villa?
Yes.
Okay. And what can we do for you?
Well, I do have a question. I want to let you know that I do appreciate the teaching you did because the things you talked about, the ascension symptoms, I have been experiencing those lately, and I didn't know if it was menopause or maybe something else. And maybe a little bit of menopause, but I thought, wow, okay. Especially when you shared about the being in that 6-8 and things are accelerated, it sort of explained something I was going to ask you about. So I'm trying, I know you guys are connected, so I'm going to keep my question G-rated and know that you may get some PGR-rated things coming to you. But there's a woman in my life that I have such a toxic and such a dislike for. She came into my life in an unhealthy way, and even though I've made some transitions to not be so toxic about her, and yes, it does involve my husband and me and her, and that's the stuff we'll have to keep for adults only. But I realize that when I'm really kind of in this flow, but when I let those negative thoughts about her come in, or I'll say, oh, good, is to do this because it had a bad effect on her, I mean, boom. It's just like stopped right away.
And so I'm like, I need to get myself in check. What can I do to heal, become whole, and move forward in this situation?
Okay, the very first card I pulled for you personally, is the Technomage card. And what a technomage is someone who is able to manifest by pure intention. They're like a magician. And that shows me that you have the ability to manifest the same way. And I am actually seeing the husband card here, and he's not a, he's a Centauri card. And what the Centauris are, they're very irresponsible. They're flirts, they're troublemakers, they're, the last card actually shows a ship, and what the ship seems to represent is movement. And what that tells me is to move that situation as far away from you mentally and spiritually as you can in order to help you move forward. So I don't know if that helps you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Jan?
Yeah, it just went from one to the next, and then it landed on the frog. So I'm going to stick with frog for now. And frog it talks about healing. Frog is being a healer, healing. Recognized as an agent of healing, frog helps us to move through life changes, release old emotions, and cry, cleanse, and renew. It's an agent of change. And frogs have lived on the earth for several million years, so they're old souls. Frogs are sensitive and easily able to absorb pollutants through their skin. And they sing the creation song, reminding us of our watery beginnings and connections with all life. It celebrate transformation as we continue to evolve. And frogs are excellent mentors. And they like to work with children and inspire them to think in new ways. And it is important to the aspect of healing to keep yourself fresh and active. So I'm going to leave you with that, and I hope that resonates for you in some way.
Thank you very much.
Yep, I got a lot written down here. Okay. We are in essentially a classroom. Our experiences on Earth are here. We go through them in order for our souls to grow and learn. And this situation is there to help you grow beyond they're very petty. I know there must be some jealousy involved. That's very, very human. But your challenge here is to overcome that. And the way, I've written a lot of stuff here. It's a soul test, a lesson to you, my dear, it says. It's there to strengthen you, and you must create your own circle of energy. You don't let anyone in without an invitation. These people who drain your energy by this irresponsible man, this woman who's probably not behaving very well, they can't come into that energy circle without your invitation. And you keep yourself whole within that, and don't let them come in and drain you. They're like energy vampires. Don't play the game. You strengthen yourself and realize you are basically in a classroom situation, and you need to learn to keep those people at bay. And if you have to move away, move away. It's not a healthy energy for you.
I absolutely agree. Thank you so much for calling in, and let us know if any of this helped you. We've got about 45 seconds left. So, Jan, real quick, how can they get a hold of you?
At jandrake007@hotmail.com.
And Lynn?
I'm at worklight99@gmail.com. And can I just say something quick, Linda? I noticed that your address and mine both come up with a little weird message saying, it looks like they might be trying to trick you. There's nothing wrong with these addresses, and I'm going to see if there's anything we can do to get that message off. But they're safe to click on those.
Yes, it is. Okay, great. I'll be sure to listen in tomorrow night. Jethro and Patty, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Everybody, until next time, we'll be back next Thursday. Stay wild. Good night.
Good night.